Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, April 22nd. A Port Elgin woman has life-threatening injuries after her vehicle went into the water in the Peterborough area. OPP paramedics and firefighters responded just after 12:30 this morning when a witness reported the vehicle had driven off the road at full speed and entered the water. The witness didn't see anyone emerge from the sinking vehicle. Police arrived minutes after the call, quickly found a small boat, and paddled out to where the taillights were still visible. They managed to pull the driver from the vehicle and take them to shore, where paramedics and firefighters took over life-saving efforts. OPP say the 45-year-old Port Elgin woman is now in a Toronto trauma center with life-threatening injuries. More than 130 people were ticketed by Grey Bruce OPP during an Easter-long weekend seatbelt enforcement campaign. Officers focused on ensuring drivers and passengers in the area were properly wearing their seatbelts during a four-day campaign from Good Friday to Easter Monday. Those 132 tickets were issued to individuals found in violation of Ontario's seatbelt laws. The OPP are reminding everyone that wearing a seatbelt is the single most effective way to reduce the risk of injury or death in a collision. Grey Highlands is awarding an over $420,000 contract to replace a bridge on 10th Concession. Council approved awarding the tender to Seeley and Arnold Construction. On the federal election campaign trail, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre released his party's costed platform earlier today. He says it includes an estimated $75 billion in tax cuts and $35 billion in new measures over the next 4 years. Poilievre says the platform will also save Canadians more than $56 billion between 2025 and 2029. To put the programs into place, it would mean the government would carry a projected deficit of $31 billion this year. The NDP say they'll launch a $500 million youth climate corps to train and employ thousands of young people in climate emergency response, community resilience, and renewable energy projects across the country. Party leader Jagmeet Singh also criticized the Conservative platform today, saying it would mean billions in cuts to services. Liberal leader Mark Carney talked about protecting Quebec from U.S. President Donald Trump. He promised protection of the French language and protection of supply management. Carney said he would reinforce CBC, Radio Canada, and establish Canadian-made standards for federal infrastructure funding, including requirements to maximize the use of Canadian and Quebec steel, aluminum, and forestry products. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 297 points to 24,305. The Dow Jones is up 1,016 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.4 U.S. cents, up 15 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $64.31, up $1.23 a barrel. In sports, Game 2 in the Battle of Ontario is set to go tonight. Anthony Stolarz confirmed as the Game 2 starter for the Toronto Maple Leafs as they look to take a 2-0 series lead over the Ottawa Senators. That's underway at 7 this evening. Elsewhere in the NHL playoffs this evening, Game 2 in the New Jersey, Carolina, and Minnesota-Vegas matchups, the Hurricanes and Golden Knights lead those series 1-0. And Game 1, the series opener in the Battle of Florida between the Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning. More hockey, a pair of Game 7s this evening in the OHL playoffs. The Barry Colts host the Kingston Frontenacs, and the Kitchener Rangers are trying to complete a comeback from 3-0 down in their series with the Windsor Spitfires. Both those are underway just after 7 this evening. And in Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays continue a series against the Houston Astros after dropping the opener yesterday. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Becoming partly cloudy late tonight, a light breeze, a low around 0, a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday with a high around 11 and a UV index of 6 or high. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 20. Right now it's 10 degrees in Walkerton, 7 in Meaford and Tobermory, and it is 7 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.